Thank you, Steve. Bill Leff is playing in a tennis tournament today in Indianapolis. We wish him well. Fingers are crossed. It's the state champions, 40 plus. Right? Yeah, 40 plus. And in his chair today, my husband, Jimmy Mack. I'm Wendy Snyder.
Oh, hello.
And before we get Alexander Zalbin on the phone, Jim, I know you listened to the show, so you've heard Alexander on with us.
Yes.
Alex, I guess, managing editor for Decider.com. It's a great website. I got to tell you, last night we did our catching up on Big Brother, and I think that Jim and I and four other listeners who text me when I talk about it are the only fans of that show. I'm sorry. I love it.
It's killing it this season, I think. I mean, you know that I don't watch it, but
right.
I do read the news about it. It seems like Zingbot really zinged a bunch of people this year in particular.
Let me explain for people who don't watch Big Brother, just very quickly. It's a group of people. Is it 12 people that get together in a house? They don't know
16.
Each other. Okay. They're different ages, different backgrounds, different races, everything. They move in together. They have to make alliances. They have to make things work. And each week somebody gets voted out based. Basically, that's it in a nutshell. So it's interesting for us to watch these people get along. There are people that you just hate because they're a jerk or whatever. And then there's this robot thing that comes in called Zingbot, which as we're watching it last night, Alex, I'm like, this is the dumbest thing ever. It's just a high-pitched electrical voice from this robot, and it just slams each and every one of the remaining members of Big Brother. And it's pretty mean.
To me, and again, this is coming from somebody who's really only side-watched the show, watched it when it was, say, in an office that I was in or something like that. But the thing that I think people should understand about Big Brother is it is this very intense social experiment. And then they throw in the most bizarre elements you could think of, like a robot that just zings people, or people need to climb on these weird structures or do Survivor-style challenges where they're just standing on things for a really long period of time. I'm sure, can speak to it a lot better, but to me, that's the thing that makes the show so interesting and bizarre, is you have both of these things running at the same time, high emotions, and then the weirdest things possible.
And Alexander, I think it's a little unfair for Wendy to say that just me and her and four other people watch it, because I think it has been something of
a ratings
powerhouse this whole summer. It takes Thursday nights consistently, apparently. Mm-hmm. And I know I heard somebody in line at the Marianos talking about it. So I know there are more people than just
five. They say if you've got Marianos, you've got the world. That's what they always say.
All right. Well, please, listeners, Decider.com is a great website. And Alexander Zalbin is the managing editor, Decider.com. I saw this pop up in my alerts yesterday. There will be no more Jim Parsons on the Big Bang Theory. He's walking away from a lot of money.
There's going to be no more Big Bang Theory is the thing, and it's actually all because of Jim Parsons, it turns out. There were initially discussions that they were going to do at least another two seasons of the show back at the TCA tour, the Television Critics Association tour in August. They talked about it a little bit, but it turns out Jim Parsons said, no, you know what, we've done the show it's going to be now 12 years, they're going into the 12th season, I have all of these other things going on, I don't want to do the show anymore, and essentially walked away from what would have been an almost $50 million payday.
Jeez.
To say no to the show. And because he's the biggest star, they decided, you know what, we're not going to go on without him, and the 12th season is going to be the final season of Big Bang Theory.
Are you surprised about that? Because I am. I mean, they just started this young Sheldon. I'm kind of surprised it's not going to take another lap around the sun.
It's pretty shocking, mostly because ratings have changed a lot over the past couple of years with the advent of streaming, with the bifurcating of TV, but by any standards, Big Bang Theory is an enormous hit. It's now the number one show on television, not just the number one comedy, but the number one show on television, and CBS at least says internationally as well. So that Jim Parsons would walk away from that, and that CBS wouldn't say, we're going to give you $100 million, we're going to give you $150 million, whatever he wants to keep him on the show. Obviously, that ratchets things up for the rest of the cast considerably, but that's a big change for CBS. Now, granted, they have a lot of other shows going that are also huge. As we already talked about, Big Brother actually is really huge, even if you say a lot of people don't watch it. They have SWAT, they have Bull, they have NCIS's and all of these procedural shows. But still, Big Bang Theory is a cornerstone comedy for the network. So to say goodbye to it is going to be a very big change after this year.
And this is a show that's been around for a long time, obviously has a huge fan base. Do you think that a guy like Jim Parsons will receive backlash from that fan base? Because here it is being publicly revealed that it looks like he is solely responsible for the plug being pulled on the show. Do you think he would have to worry about his reputation being damaged among his fan base?
And where does he go? Seriously, where do you go from this?
Well, the thing is, he actually has a lot of irons in the fire. And to address the backlash thing, I think even though it is the number one show on TV, it has been on for 12 years. It's slowly built up to that level. So it's definitely going out as a high point. He still provides a voice, Wonder Years style, on Young Sheldon. So it's not like he's leaving the network or anything. But he has a lot of producing credits that are going on. I think he does want to do different types of dramas and different types of comedies. And frankly, whatever you think about Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons is a talented comic actor. So I think we're going to see him do a lot of other things, and I do think the fan base is going to follow him.
All right, we are going to continue talking television with Alexander Zalbin, managing editor of Decider.com. A couple of texts have just come in. So now there are six fans of Big Brother.
See?
The lady at Mariano's and Nick DiGilio, who does overnights here.
I told you.
Alexander will continue in a moment. Bill Leff is out playing tennis. He's in a tennis tournament. We wish him well. Jimmy Mack in his chair today. I'm Wendy Snyder at 720 WGN.
Welcome to television's unchallenged authority.
All right, that's not Robin Leach. Robin Leach is welcome to the rich and famous.
Robin had one of the greatest accents, and everyone would always want to impersonate him. And what was his famous catchphrase? Champagne wishes and caviar dreams. Hey, see, that's not bad.
We should have just let you do it. Alexander Zalbin on the line with us, managing editor from Decider.com. It did just come over this morning. Robin Leach, host of Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous and celebrity columnist, has died at the age of 76. Bill and I got to interview him. He was super nice, really a fun guy.
He had kind of an amazing career, and it's really sad to hear that he went. He actually started off as a newspaper guy for a really long time, and I believe he said that's really all he wanted to do. You know, his whole plans were just to write for newspapers, and that's pretty much it. But he ended up helping launch Entertainment Tonight, which revolutionized entertainment coverage on TV, spun off Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous from that, and that it arguably helped launch reality TV as we know it. You know, it wasn't exactly the same thing, but having that, I can't really see you having a Kardashians or most of Bravo's programming, frankly, without Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous. So it's sad news, but he was also almost 77.
Alex, almost 77. To me, that is not old enough. People are living into the 90s and 100s.
Sure. Yes. No, that's true. I don't want to be the arbiter of how old people should be or anything like that. And he actually appeared recently on the massively, sadly, unwatched Great News. He had a 2-episode arc on that. So if you want to watch something that he did recently is 2017, you can go to take a look at that. He was on 2 episodes.
What is that called that he was on?
Great News. It was a show done by Tina Fey after 30 Rock. Really good show. We actually, I think, weirdly just had an article go up on Decider from one of our writers, Brett White, saying how Great News is massively criminally underviewed. Andrea Martin was on it. Nicole Richie, speaking of Nicole Richie, probably wouldn't have had a career without Robin Leach.
Right.
Oh, Robin Leach, what a great gig he had. And I know it was a great gig because when I think of him, the first thing I picture in my mind is he's sitting in a hot tub with a glass of champagne and a couple of buxom blondes on either side, you know, and if that's the sort of reputation you have because of your job, then God bless you, you know.
Our editor-in-chief, Mark Graham, was dropping a bunch of things in our work Slack, not to get too nerdy about work stuff, but just with pictures of Robin Leach from Getty. He met with everybody, absolutely everybody. You know, just there is not a single celebrity from A-list to Z-list that you can't find him in a picture with. It's insane.
All right. Big changes for Netflix and their Marvel shows. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this is a really good article written by one of our editors, Megan O'Keefe. There was a big shakeup in terms of the show Jessica Jones, which I don't know if you guys watched. The first season was pretty excellent of that. It was created by a lady named Melissa Rosenberg, who also helped usher the Twilight movies into reality. She is leaving after season two. She is now going to work for Warner Brothers TV, who does a lot of the CW superhero shows, as well as a ton of other shows. But it's a big shakeup, and it definitely points to a change in the way that Marvel's Netflix shows, which were really a cornerstone of Netflix for a while, might potentially be changing. We have Disney is buying Fox and launching their own streaming service, so there's a lot of question marks there in terms of Daredevil, Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, what is going to happen with them next. Basically, we'll have to wait and see. You know, there's not going to be any changes immediately. There is going to be another season of Iron Fist that's coming in September. There's going to be more seasons of Daredevil and Punisher, at least, are in the offing. So they're not going anywhere anytime soon, but certainly there are going to be some changes coming down the pike.
And Bewitched is coming back, being rebooted, should we say?
Yes. Yeah, this is an actual real reboot. This is from Kenya Barris. It's going to be the last show for ABC before he leaves for his Netflix deal. And there's a bit of a twist on it. He is giving it, making them an interracial couple. And Samantha is a hardworking black single mom, I believe is the log line, who is a witch. She marries Darren, who is a white mortal who happens to be a bit of a slacker. And she finds out that black girl magic is no match for being a tall white man in America with full head of hair. That's the pitch behind it, which I think is kind of brilliant. It's certainly going to be hot button, which is something that Kenya Barris really likes to do with Blackish and Grownish and his other shows. And I think it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing that. I wonder who's going to be Mrs. Kravitz, because I would like to volunteer for that that role.
All right.
And I've talked to you about this before. I love Preacher. I really do. And my son Dylan, my youngest son, who's almost 16, is the one who turned me on to it. And my 19-year-old Michael just started watching it. So I've begun at the beginning again, which is kind of when you really love a show and you rewatch something, you do pick up some things. I forgot the great role that Jackie Earle Haley plays as Mr.
Yes.
Ken Cannon. And I just want to mention this to my husband. Maybe you should watch it, because there's a moment in that show, in Preacher, where he's listening to audio of cows being slaughtered while playing Q-Bert, and that is my husband's favorite game.
Oh, those are a couple of my favorite pastimes right there. Who doesn't love the audio experience of a cow being slaughtered?
That's terrible.
Just, you know, I'm going to kick off my weekend with that. So,
but the Preacher finale is coming up. I cannot wait for this, Alex.
The last episode had one of the most insane scenes that I've ever seen on television, and that's saying something for Preacher, which has had some horrific, insane scenes, but a guy exploded, and I probably can't say it on the radio, but there was one part of him left, and something fell out of that part, and it was shocking.
It was a tight fit, let's just say.
Yes, that's a good way of putting it. But leading into the finale, there's a lot of big questions. We have our three main characters are separated right now. They're all off on their own missions. One of them is literally headed to hell. Another one is going to kill his grandma, and another one is fighting some vampires. This show is insane. I don't know how they're going to bring it together in the finale. One thing that I will mention that I was a little worried about was that AMC hasn't officially picked up the show for a fourth season yet, which heading into this finale where there's a lot of questions could leave things on a very dangling note. But I took a look back, and the second season ended at about the same time towards the end of August, but they didn't pick it up until the end of October. So if fans are watching it, and if they are left with a crazy cliffhanger, as I think we will be at the end of the season, don't panic yet. It doesn't mean that the show is necessarily gone. And in fact, I think AMC very much wants to continue to be in the Seth Rogen business.
Yeah.
So I think we will see a fourth season of the show.
Yeah, I don't say dangling, by the way, when we're talking about that last
episode. Oh, my gosh, yes.
Either.
Yeah, you're right. My bad.
No problem. Alexander Zalbin, thank you so much. Managing editor for Decider.com. It's a great website. You can follow him on Twitter, too, at azalbin. Thank you so much. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks so much for chatting.
I love television, Jim. I really do.
You do. There's very few hot TV shows that go by you catch them all. I don't watch TV as much as you do.
No, because you're so busy rewatching all the Star Wars movies.
Well, you know, they're there. You know, we might as well just give them a spin one more time.
May as well. All right, quick break. We're going to do some news. And join us on the stream today, by the way, at 12 noon. We will be on the stream. Jimmy Mack in for Bill Leff. I don't know what time Bill plays in his tennis tournament today.
Oh, why? Do you want to call
him?
Well,
I hate to wait till Monday, and he went out there last night, so I think he is playing today, but I don't know when.
Well, I'm sure ESPN is reporting on it, probably their top story right now.
All right, well, why don't you go to ESPN.com and try and figure that out. I'm pretty worried because there's a giant asteroid that is going to zoom past our planet. Should we worry? Should we not? Dr. Mark Hammergren, astronomer for the Adler Planetarium, will be with us after the news, which is next, 720 WGN.